So maybe we'll just begin the session this evening with a short meditation together. I'd like to share with you a way of approaching meditation and approaching the breath that is a little different than just paying attention to the sensations. It involves a little bit of imagination. And it can be an interesting flavor in our practice of what we do with the imagination in practice. So seeing if you can have a sense of feeling or imagining the breath just coming directly into the belly, just straight through the skin, maybe straight through where the belly button is, just a few fingers below. Just coming in and out as if there's a mouth even, or just some way that breath comes in and out into the lower belly. It comes in and it fills this area, and then it's released back out. Now if we imagine a spot, maybe just like a hand's width above the belly button, up into the center of the belly area, just imagine that the breath is coming in here at this spot, radiating out, filling fully this whole area, and then on the out-breath, radiating back out of the body. Now coming up a little bit higher into the body, that area where the rib cage starts to open, starts to separate. Yes, we have the point where the softness of belly starts to meet the hardness of rib cage and bone structure. Just feeling the breath coming in there, filling all the area behind there, all the way to the back of the body, all the way to the sides. And then radiating out in all directions. So filling, pouring in, and then radiating out. Come up a little bit higher into the center of the chest, center of the structure of bones, and cartilage. And just letting the breath flow in here and fill and expand this area right up to the top of the shoulders and radiate out in all directions. Certain areas might be easier, certain areas might be more difficult, but just kind of staying with it, just doing the practice. And then coming up to the base of the neck, where the neck meets the torso, meets the body. There's this little indent there. Just going to breathe in there, filling all of the neck up to the head and a little bit down into the chest. And radiate out. And very gently coming up to the head now, breathing in from as if you're breathing in through the eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, all the organs, letting the breath flow in to the very center of the head, wherever that might be, and then radiate out in all directions. Keeping the face soft, the energy soft. Breathing in as if coming in through every pore of the skin, breathing in, filling, brightening, and then radiating out, releasing, relaxing. Now we just move our attention to the top of the neck, the top of the spine, where the spine meets the skull. And we're just going to flow the breath and one in-breath down the neck, across the shoulders and down the arms to the fingertips with one in-breath. And then radiate that out-breath through all of the parts of the body that that's touched, from the neck down the shoulders and arms. So one in-breath coming in at the neck, across the shoulders, down the arms, the fingertips, and then radiating out of that area. And one more time. Now we're going to take that flow straight down the spine, all the way to the lower back, the bottom of the spine, down into the buttocks. So that one in-breath, the full distance, and then radiate out the breath from the spine, out the back, on the out-breath. And one more time here. And then breathing in at the small of the back, that little curve just above the buttocks at the bottom of the back. Breathing in here, across the hips and buttocks, down the thighs, the knees, the lower legs, the ankles, into the feet. One in breath, and then radiate out from that area. So the breath might need to be longer to make the whole way. Do one final one here. So for some of us, some of the time, breathing in this way can actually cause more calmness to be created in the heart and mind and in the body. All of the body is covered with breath, quite a simple flow. You can explore this for yourself. What I want you to do now is imagine that you have roots like a tree going down into the earth below, and letting the breath gather from there down at the roots, and then coming in and up through the body, and as if you have branches up above you stretching out, spreading out, and letting the breath radiate out through those branches. The next in-breath starts down at the roots, comes up all the way through the body, through the legs, torso, arms, and out through the head, through the branches. And then one final time, and then just coming back to breathing however you wish to breathe.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.